going to correct your review.
Mitch Chan.
Kramer.
Zach.
Chaz.
Trev.
Cheers.
Boys, we're finally done through the first three episodes. We got moving on to episode four tonight. And we watched Mitzvahs. Like, honestly, this was... Zach even said to me earlier on, he's like, this might be like the worst episode. Like, he just thought about that. And I'm like, you know what? No, this was a good episode. It was
all right. It wasn't like the last two were super good. So I didn't have a lot of hope that this one would live up to it, and it didn't. But it wasn't bad.
So I thought I enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't like about it was they did a lot of, like, you know how they go back and forth with a lot of things. I mean, I do enjoy listening to that aspect of it because all the cleverness they've had. But they did this a lot, even with everybody at the beginning at Modine's, when Ellen showed up, and even when they had.
And that's the same girl that did like the butt finger up Squirrely Dan's butt.
Which is, I mean, it's she's hot, but
she is hot.
It was good, but it just seemed like they kept doing it throughout the entirety time, which I mean, at times you can do that, but it just seemed like a lot. Even they had the. Riley and Jonesy with their new friend, I can't remember what his name is, but he...
Abby? Hype. AVI or whatever.
Yeah, Abby. Yeah, it was Abby. It was some Jewish-related name.
He's the only full-fledged Jew in Letterkenny.
Yeah.
What was the dating app you made him get?
J-Date.
Yeah.
J-Swipe.
J-Swipe. That's only good. J, you start swiping, bud.
It's only for Jewish people or people who are willing to convert. And you just put the willing to convert, and then you start swiping.
That's exactly what he said. And we had like 270 blowies. It's enough.
Yeah, because he said he's banged four girls, and he was like, only four? He's like, yeah, but what about the blowies? He's like, 265, maybe 270 blowies?
He also claims that Jewish girls go to a sleepaway camp during the summer, where they spend 2 months practicing blowies. I'm not Jewish. I can't confirm that.
Cannot
deny either.
But that would actually be kind of badass, but still.
You know how good they get at blowies if they did that?
Yeah, they must be very, very good at blowies. One thing that they also talked about was they talked about how brunch is overrated pretty much this entire show, but then they also had it and they just felt tired and stuff because either they're hungover, hungry, or horny.
That is 100% true, though.
Oh, it's absolutely
like if you like wake up at like 11 and you're like, oh, let's go get brunch. Like,
I
just feel like
dog shit. I hate the word brunch.
If
like,
just
who cares? Just get some food.
Just get some food. Call it a late breakfast.
Yeah, late breakfast. You don't need to say brunch.
You eat breakfast.
That's too hipsterish. It's way too hipsterish. And like they even had the little England thing, like the little.
He said that. So.
No, it is. Brunch is very.
With your alcoholic orange juice.
I like brunch.
Oh, the little mimosas?
I like brunch.
I hate the word brunch.
I use the word brunch.
But here's the thing. I'll eat breakfast any time of the day.
Like 3 a.m.? Maybe tonight?
Yeah, I'll probably eat at 3 a.m. Am I driving to it? No, I'll make it at home.
Aww.
If you're driving to me, you ain't going to IHOP.
I will find a ride.
Oh, boys. Not a bad episode. I enjoyed it.
I'd give it a 5 out of 10.
I think the last two have been... The first two were really good. These last two have been...
It's going to be hard to compete with the last two. Because the
last two were so damn good.
No, I think the last two... The first one's all right. Like, I'd give it probably a 7. But the last two...
Oh.
The Beer League Hockey introduction, and then the Gale and Jimmy Dixon, I would give that, like, a solid 9.
They had a lot of opportunity to go somewhere with Coach, and they just, like, left him.
Yeah, he was in the episode for maybe 90 seconds.
Well, the thing is, he was already drunk, too.
Exactly!
It's Beer League Hockey.
Hey, you're there to...
Dude, you're there to drink before, during, and after the game.
Exactly. I can only imagine being drunk on skates.
No. Oh, I don't know if I know.
Well, here's the thing. I can ice skate better than roller skate, which is weird.
I'm good at both.
We would be able to figure this out right now if Jay would have got me roller skates.
It's true. I told you I tried.
You did try.
Allegedly.
I'll give him credit.
Allegedly.
He tried.
Allegedly.
You didn't try.
I had a couple ideas.
He told me no.
Staring at the big booty?
He had some good ideas.
But they got turned down. Because stealing is bad.
I mean,
Allegedly.
Another thing about this episode, too, was at the very beginning, they started making puns with beers.
I really like that.
I like that. Funny.
Litter Heineken-y. Yeah, I thought that was really good.
I'm going to start living the Miller High Life.
You already are living the Miller High Life, bud. You literally bought a 30-pack before, just pretty much, you probably bought a 30-pack just for this.
No, it's literally the best beer.
And
it's so
he ended
good.
Up pouring it into his coffee mug. which honestly, looking at it, it is. I mean, looking at beer in a coffee mug.
Did
is
you finish gross. It?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he had a great idea.
To. Jared's got me a coffee mug with my puppy on it.
It took 6 weeks to get here.
That's what I appreciate about you, Jay.
Don't you love how the back of the High Life cans...
Is that what you appreciate about him, Zach?
Don't you love how the High Life cans have a little thing of Miller and a champagne glass on the back?
I want to get... okay, that is gonna, I want to try to get some puppers. I just want to try it.
We can't.
I know, that's the crappy part.
Have a look.
No, we can try it. We got some passports, boys.
Fuck, I can go to Canada. Just not Quebec.
Yeah. No, I ain't going to fucking Quebec.
I ain't going to Quebec either.
I fucking hate Quebec. I'm going to go there for the Buck Hunter.
That's where all the DJs from up north are.
If we get Buck Hunter, we'll be getting Buck Hunter.
When Trav gets the dwelling
out. We're getting there.
We're getting there. We are getting there.
But
out of 10, you said 5 out of 10.
I'd give this one I'd give it like a 6. Didn't hate it. Wasn't my favorite. Just kind of in the middle.
It's definitely the weakest of them so far.
The only thing I'm kind of repeating from this episode is when he's like, canceled today. You think what I'm thinking? He's like, sex with girls?
Sex with girls.
I think I'm probably going to say that. But that's pretty funny.
But honestly, there's only 7 episodes in this season. They kind of have to stagger out the good ones and the bad ones. Like, they have to, like, okay, it makes sense to have boom, 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 really good, have like a soft one, then bring it back up to the end. It's like riding a roller coaster. And we were up here. We were at the highs of this. Now we just went straight down. Because, I mean, I'm going to say it's like a... I'd say like a 6 out of 10 on this one. Because I just enjoyed the cleverness.
I was saying 6. I thought the beer scene was funny, but outside of that, it kind of sucks.
I'd say 5.5 or so. I don't have to agree with you guys. You're different somewhat.
Riley and Jonesy are plowing.
Riley and Jonesy are hilarious.
Oh, they've run through every girl within 100 km of Letterkenny.
Yeah, he said, "I love when I match a girl on Tinder," and I'm like, "Ooh, I definitely smashed her." And then I realize I already smashed her.
Actually, Roald and Stuart were pretty good in this episode too.
Oh, good gosh, Zach! Don't take a picture like that.
Matrix style dog.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
I'm gonna start doing that.
That's funny.
I'll do that tonight in my Baker jersey at the bar.
And then one of them ricocheted and hit Roald.
You know what? I like to select and interview stuff. I do.
I do too.
Three more boys. This is the fourth one.
I remember who I was talking to about it, but I'm genuinely surprised no one's got kind of snuck off on the Rona and watched the whole series.
I'm committed to it. This is fun.
So when I had the Rona, you said, Kramer, you can go ahead and watch the season. Didn't do it.
I respect that.
Did not do it. I'd rather watch it with the boys.
You watched one episode before us, didn't you?
Nope.
No, you did.
I did not.
Before, you watched the...
Oh, man, I had to because you guys were watching it beforehand, too, because it's the same exact day, but it's not like I watched the entire season, bud.
You just woke up and was like, I'm going to watch this episode, fuck everybody else.
No, he told me to watch it.
I told him to watch it so he'd be caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So how you trying to...
That was the Drunk Coach episode, wasn't it?
That was the Drunk Coach episode. That was such a good episode.
Well, that was so funny.
Barb's probably washing up right now.
Like, our nose. To the grain, Candy.
Oh, also about this episode, it's funny as hell when we're at the Skids' place, well, the basement of Stuart's mom's, and they're ripping dings off the train.
While he's wearing a fucking train hat.
Yeah, he had the conductor's hat on. I don't even know them dudes' names.
They didn't say nothing.
They
said their names.
Derek and you know what?
Who's the one that left in like season 2?
Devin. Devin was hilarious.
Was he tall as shit?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
But yeah, this was Cracker Review.
Bet you can.
Stay tuned for the next one. Hey, make sure you like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. And make sure you tell your friend about us.
Let us know what you thought of the episode yourself in the YouTube comments.
Mm-hmm.
Or anywhere you can.
Or Twitter.
And don't spoil nothing.
Yeah, no. No, we had one guy that said, so I'm not going to spoil it for you. But
knock on wood, no one spoiled it yet. But
that's what we appreciate about you guys.
Thanks for watching.
You want to hit the
button? I guess I'll do everything, Kramer.